Good afternoon, everyone. This is Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. We are back, and the quick question, man. Good afternoon on a Monday afternoon. Happy Boston Marathon Day, everyone. But the first things first, I wanted to let y'all know that April 27th is the New England Revolution game against Inter Miami. If anybody is interested in going to that game at Mass Bay Community College, let me know. And should I do it for more like Discord or go to the game? I'm thinking more like, we'll see though, but I just need people to vote on my story on Instagram. My Instagram is radgoat7. If you haven't followed me already, go give me a follow and just make the vote. The poll's only for 24 hours, so I got time. So just let me know what you think we should do, because I just wanted to know from all Mass Bay students that's interested in watching it on Discord or going to the game. Let me know as soon as possible, because I need a head count of how many students would be able to be available for that event, because it's a really important game to see Messi or maybe watch Messi on Discord. But just let me know, everyone. So today, the Boston Celtics had played their last game yesterday, and they played pretty well, man, for themselves. Peyton Pritchard dropped 38 points, and Peyton Pritchard played amazing yesterday. The final score ended up being, so let me just give you Peyton Pritchard's stats real quick. Peyton Pritchard had 38 points. And he played an amazing game. He played an amazing game. He did what he had to do day in and day out. So he did what he was supposed to do. But yeah, it was just the better game for the Celtics, man. They clinched the first place spot. So Peyton Pritchard had 38 points. 44 minutes, he had 71.4 from the field goal percentage, 100% from the free throw, 9 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 turnovers, and 38 points. That's not a bad stat line right there. Peyton Pritchard went to Oregon Ducks for the four-year college and won 4 times in a row. It's a pretty amazing stat line for me. What could be better than that? The guy's a winner, and he knows how to win games. And so, even though he's coming off the bench with the Boston Celtics, he's on a winning team. And they could potentially win Banner 18 if they're able to go to the finals this year. The Boston Celtics are one of the best teams in the NBA right now, with the best record in the NBA. The best record. And Peyton Pritchard seems to prove that day in and day out. With that being said, the Boston Celtics continued their dominance and keep winning their games. So the NBA playoffs doesn't start until April 21st for the Boston Celtics. So they get a first week, 1 week bye. And they have to, not 1 week, but they have to wait until those teams play to see who wins. So with that being said, good luck to the Boston Celtics. I know we're number one, but we can't let this number one go to waste. So with that being said, we will see how the Boston Celtics will do. So with that being said, we'll go to the Chelsea game. Chelsea and Burnley plays today at 3:00. They play soon right now, but I just want to give you a breakdown. I know Chelsea and Burnley played a couple of times before, but I believe the score will be at least 2-1 at the end of the game. The reason why I say this is because the way that Chelsea's been playing so far, they've been playing with the high momentum game, but then they let at least one goal in for each team, but they'll end up winning the game by one goal. In my opinion, I think Chelsea's the favorite for winning this game, but we will see who comes on top. But that's just a prediction. But Chelsea today is a better team, and so, with that being said, they just got to move the ball around. to their open plays and just pass it around and see how it goes from there, you know? So, yeah, man. So, we will see how Chelsea's able to do. And I understand that Inter Miami played yesterday, too, against Sports Kansas City. It's one of those things where Sports Kansas City, it was tied 2-2 and Messi scored a game winner. That's not surprising for Messi. Messi's been doing this his whole career. People who say it's a script, it's not true because he's been doing it since he was in Barcelona. And the reason why Messi went to Inter Miami is the fact that you look at it at the end of every MLS career for either Chicharito, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you look at all those players, man. They end up going to MLS because they know it's a spot for them. It's an opportunity where they got to take a risk. They know they're going to get ownership. And they know they're going to get money. And they're going to get people to sell tickets fast. Those are the four reasons why Messi went to Inter Miami. And so with that being said, it's one of those things where it's just unbelievable, you know? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see Messi for the last time before he retires, right? So everybody wants to have the chance to say that I went to an Inter-Miami game against Revolution or I went to Argentina when he played. You know, it's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So with that being said, you never know what opportunities might come and go, but you got to just take a risk, take a chance at least. But with that being said, everybody, just we will see, man, how everything goes. They said Messi might not play. We will see. But you know, he played against turf, against Sports Kansas City. I wouldn't see why not, right? Make an effort. But we will see, though, man. I'm not too sure what's behind the scenes behind it, but it's one of those things where we can't guess for now. We just got to see until the game starts. But even, I know the tickets are selling fast for April 27th, 7:30 game. But it's just like, you got to see this game. It's Messi. Who doesn't want to see Messi on the pitch again with Inter Miami? So, y'all, just let me know. 10 minutes before the Chelsea game. So with that being said, just can't wait. So excited. And just let you vote. Just everyone, make sure you vote on my Instagram story. If I should do it on Discord or we should go to the game. I'm personally, to be honest with you, I'm going to say Discord because the tickets are getting more and more expensive. That's just my opinion of it. But y'all let me know. Just vote below. All mass-based students vote. Vote, and let me know how many people are interested so that I have a head count of how many people actually want to see this game. So, yeah, with that being said, everybody, it's been a pleasure talking with y'all again. So, like I said again, Chelsea 2-1 against Burnley. And then we got, so I'm going to break down the bracket for y'all for the NBA playoffs for a second real quick. For this in-season tournament, so I'm going to break down the NBA bracket for y'all. So I'm just going to pull up the NBA bracket real quick, the bracket challenge. So, right, the favorite teams for the win to NBA Finals is the Boston Celtics, Denver Nuggets, or Oklahoma City Thunder. All right, but in the in-season tournament, we got the Clippers or the Mavs. For this game right here, I say Clippers win it in a 7-game series. I think Clippers win that. Luka Doncic is an amazing athlete, but Luka Doncic defensively, it's a different story, man. When you talk about teams like Dallas Mavericks, they do have the height. But when you talk about in a game of basketball, more of like defense, if Kawhi Leonard's healthy, Paul George is healthy, I think the Clippers get that one. And the only reason why I say that is because their defense. They play aggressive defense. And that's what separates this Clippers team. This Clippers team could be a really dangerous team. A really dangerous team when it comes to, like, playoff time. But you never know what could happen. We will see who could come on top. But with that being said, it's gonna be a fun, exciting game to watch, man. It's gonna be a fun and exciting game. Because both teams are gonna wanna prove something, you know? Because we already know that Kawhi Leonard already won one already, right? So it's just like for James Harden to put it together to make it to the NBA Finals, they all have to be in sync with one another. And that's all it is. They all gotta be in sync. So with that being said, I think the Clippers get this one. And with the Minnesota and the Suns, I understand that, you know, Kevin Durant and the Devin Booker to the Bradley Beal. I think the Timberwolves got this. Anthony Edwards proven to me again and again why he's the best player in the NBA with just by dunking. His dunking ability in all phases of the game. When you talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves, you're talking about all phases. You're talking about defense, offense, free throws, shots, coming in clutch, his IQ. There's all there. This guy's not like, it's not like this guy's just doing one thing. This guy's doing a bunch of things for the team to see. It's pretty incredible to see. It's pretty incredible to see, man. It's one of those things where it's like Anthony Edwards at his age doing what he's doing. He's playing amazing basketball right now. Nuggets, Lakers. I got the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets. Lakers, it's time for LeBron. LeBron is getting older now. It's going to be different. But the in-season tournament, we'll see though, in-season tournament. But in my finals, in my conference semis, I got the Celtics and the Cavaliers. I got the Celtics going to the finals. And then in the other side, I got the Clippers going all the way. So I got the Clippers and the Boston Celtics in the finals. I got Boston Celtics in game 7. And with that being said, whoever the final MVP is, that person, in my opinion, will drop 29 points in the NBA Finals. And that's the Boston Celtics. And that's just my opinion. We will see who could come on top. I didn't do too bad in the March Madness for bracket. I got a 92.3% correct. And I had UConn winning. Let's do the same thing. Let's try to go perfect. But you know, in a society nowadays, you can't be perfect in these brackets. So we just hope for the best, man. That's all we could ask for. We hope for the best. Hope for all the teams to play well and be healthy. But we just try to find a way to win these games, man. But with that being said, everybody, this will do it, man. Chelsea game's about to start in some 3 or 4 minutes. So with that being said, everybody, this is Radley Sports Talk Show. The one and only Radley Sports Talk Show. Like I said again, everyone, vote on my Instagram story, on Discord, or watch the game in person. But I think Discord would be better. But let me know in the chat. But thank y'all. Chelsea wins 2-1 today. And let's see. Boston Celtics win the NBA championship. We will see. And this is Radley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Radley Sports Talk Show. Radley is out. Peace.